Well, it is one ugly election cycle that we're living through this year, and a lot of it is centered around the unions. You know, Proposition 75 would be a big knife in the back of the unions, because they'd have to ask permission from their members to use dues money on political campaigns, and that would cause a big reduction in the amount of money they'd get, because most union members, most teachers would like to keep the money and spend it on their own families. Well, part of the weirdness has been the teachers' union a few months back. They told all its members, you have to pay us, you have to give us an extra $60 every year for the next 3 years so we could run all these ugly commercials. And a bunch of teachers sued a few weeks ago saying, you know what, no, we want the money back. And now they're claiming that non-members get informed about how they can get the $60 back, but members do not get informed. And they say, when do members of an organization have fewer rights than non-members?
And the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation has been working with some of these teachers who have had it with the CTA. And what they want to do, they have lined up $250,000 in funding from a charitable legal aid organization. They want to mail out to 335,000 CTA union members information about how they can get their $60 back, $60 for the next 3 years, and to inform them of CTA's financial problems, because we told you about Carlos Moreno, the CTA union's controller, who in his sworn declaration talked about how they've already spent up that three-year $60 compulsory dues money on this campaign against Schwarzenegger, and they're currently negotiating for an additional $40 million credit line.
Yeah, they're already $34 million in debt, and they're only paying the interest back on those loans, and now they want another $40 million. So that's $74 million in total debt if they get this next credit line. And a lot of teachers didn't know about it, and a lot of teachers want to be informed. I mean, that's what a lot of this is about. It's like, why don't you tell us that you're going to be spending the money on these political ads? Why don't you tell us if we can opt out and how we can opt out? And let's get to, we got Justin Hakes, a spokesperson, and Judy Liegman, a teacher. And Justin's a spokesman with the National Right to Work Legal Foundation. Judy, let's start with you. Explain exactly what this letter says, and you wrote it to Barbara Kerr, the head of the California Teachers Association.
Yes. Hi. This letter actually requests now that the union do what it should do, at least morally and also legally, to inform all teachers, all 335,000 California teachers, that they voted on this dues hike in June already, that they thus far have not notified anybody officially, and that all teachers now have a right to know that this dues hike happened, what the money, the extra money, the $60 per year per teacher for 3 years is going to go for, and that all teachers should have a right to say, yeah, this is money that depends on our convictions. I mean, our political and our social opinions have to do with our inner convictions. And for someone to preempt your convictions and to tell you what you think just because you happen to belong to an organization that you have to belong to is so demeaning. And it makes me feel like a feudal serf to be jerked around like that by a union, much of whose actions I don't really agree with anyway. And I'm very glad for the foundation, who has agreed to pay for this
sending letters,
information letters to all of the teachers.
You're saying the union leadership voted on this in June to take $60 from each teacher for the next 3 years. Have they taken the $60 yet for 2005? And how do they do that? Do they just deduct it from your check 1 week?
Well, the deductions have already begun. That showed up in our September paycheck. It will be deducted from our paychecks every month for this year and for the following 2 years, and it will make $60 per teacher per year.
Right.
And we had no way beforehand to say, what's happening? I contacted the CTA office in Burlingame in July because I happened to hear by chance from a teacher on our campus here in Sunnyvale that the union had voted on this hike. I wrote them a letter and I said, I'm an agency fee payer. I've heard about this dues hike.
Explain what an agency fee payer is.
Okay. An agency fee payer is a person who is a union. In order to be hired by a school district, you have to join the union. And when you say, oh, you know what, I don't want you spending my money on politics, so the part of that money that you spend on politics, I, because of the Supreme Court decision, have a right to get back as a rebate. And they say, all right, you can get that money back as a rebate, but you cannot belong to the union anymore. You lose your right to vote on anything. You lose your voice in any union dealings whatsoever.
And you still have to pay the dues outside of the political campaign dues.
Oh, yeah, of $900 worth of dues.
So you got to pay. So just because you don't want your money used for political campaigns, you got to pay $900 a year?
No. $900 is the dues for every teacher in California. The rebate that I will get in October, the normal rebate, will be $300. So I am still paying $600 to the union.
And you have no rights?
No.
No rights simply because you don't want the extra $300 going to these political campaigns.
That's right. You get kicked out of the union if you say you don't want them to spend your money on politics.
So you don't get to even, you don't even get to vote on the union leaders, none of the elections or anything?
That's it. You're out. You're not allowed to attend the union meetings.
So the central purpose of the teachers' union doesn't seem to be about collective bargaining for the contract. It seems to be about spending money on political campaigns or political candidates.
Well, it seems to us to be more and more like that. And it's very disquieting to have the feeling that you are to be a docile, bleating ATM machine, to borrow a term from one of the
Let me talk to Justin Hakes for a minute, because one of the interesting paragraphs in this letter that we're talking about, this teacher's letter to Barbara Kerr, the head of the CTA, says, a poll of teacher union members confirms that a high percentage of union members are not aware that they can become or remain non-members.
That's also right.
The survey commission found that the top reason new teachers join is because they believe they have no choice.
That's right.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's sort of what's been happening here. That's what's been bubbling up to the surface here, is this dissatisfaction with non-union members and union members alike, that they're being kept in the dark about their rights. They don't know where their money is going. And so what this letter simply asks the CTA union hierarchy to do is reverse, you know, their longstanding policy of keeping full union members in the dark when they're being forced to inform non-members by, unfortunately, being forced through a lawsuit to inform non-members of these same rights.
All right, why don't you hang on? When we come back, well, I want to talk to you more about the legal angles on this. Just legally, what is the teachers union required to tell its members and non-members?
It's interesting, because clearly it's in the CTA's best interest that teachers do not become agency fee payers, that they become full union members. So we're going to find out when we come back exactly more on that in this letter that's going to be sent out, hopefully, to the California Teachers Association. We're talking to Justin Hakes, who's of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation spokesperson, and a teacher by the name of Judy Ligman.
The John and Ken Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, 423 here on KFI. You know, the teachers union has taken an extra $60 from every teacher, and they're going to do it for the next 3 years to pay for the all the lies and smears in this year's campaign to tear down Schwarzenegger and lie about the propositions on the ballot. And we got Judy Ligman, who's a teacher, and Justin Hakes, a spokesperson with the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. That organization has financed a letter to Barbara Kerr, the president of the California Teachers Association. They're demanding that all teachers be notified on how they can get the $60 back if they want.
They're offering to pay $250,000 for a statewide mailing. But I guess you have to have the CTA's permission, Justin. Is that true? Or
Well, basically, we're just getting, we want them to agree to it. We would take care of financing it, putting it together through a third-party mail shop. Basically, all they would have to do is agree to it.
And what if they don't agree?
If they don't agree, then they're sticking with their long-term policy that members are enjoy fewer rights than non-members.
Can you mail it out without their agreement?
No, because we do not have the lists, and we're not seeking the lists either. Again, we would do this through a third-party intermediary. But no, we couldn't do this.
You don't have the mailing list, so you'd have the third party get the mailing list from the Teachers Association.
Right.
You'd supply the money to send out the mailer. Now, I'm confused. I'm sure virtually everybody is confused. Does the Teacher Association, once they vote on the $60 a year surcharge, do they have to inform the teachers on anything? Do they have to inform them that here's how you can opt out? Can they opt out?
Well, the first thing I would say is that this was not a vote. What happened was that the union bosses of the CTA got together behind closed doors and decided that this is the way it was going to be, and that, no, they were not going to inform anybody, non-members or members, about that they were doing this.
So there's no board of directors that votes on this sort of thing who'd be up for re-election in case the teachers dislike their decision?
As far as the internal workings of the CTA union, I'm not sure about that, but I would be quite surprised if anybody who was reelected would change that policy.
Well, Judy, how does it work? Because I'm getting some emails from people saying, well, you guys have it wrong. You can opt out. It's not that hard to become an agency fee payer, and you are informed of these things by CTA, where you guys are making it sound like they keep you in the dark.
Well, the truth is, and I have seen some TV reporting where a representative of the CTA is saying, oh, we did our best to notify all union members by newsletter and through the reps at the various school sites. That, in fact, is not happening. I only found out about it by chance.
The teacher spokeswoman goes on television and lies about the information process.
According to my experience, that has not been the case at all. All teachers that I know, that I have communicated this with, had no clue. Nobody has been informed at all. And today, I found an anonymous note in my box at school. And I would love to just read you this note. I think it tells a big, huge story about the way California teachers feel. This is anonymous, only signed a fellow staff member. Dear Judy, I completely support you and your efforts to reform our union's political policies. I am a member of your staff, but I am so intimidated by administration and our union that I do not have the guts to do what you are doing for fear of future repercussions. Please do not be discouraged and keep up the good fight. I wish I had the courage and conviction to do what you are doing. Other teachers on our staff feel the same way I do. Signed, a fellow staff member.
What would the repercussions be, Judy? Give us examples.
I think a lot of it is subtle. When you are a new hire at a district, you always have a meeting with the local representative of the CTA, your association, your local association. And the pep talk that they give you to encourage you to be a willing signer-upper, so to speak. You need to sign on the dotted line. You need to be a union member. And they tell you all kinds of dire things that could happen to you and will happen to you if you don't.
This is religious cult brainwashing. They use the same methods.
Well,
religious
peer pressure.
They tell you, you will have no insurance if anything happens. You will have no defense if anything happens. You won't have access to our help if anything happens.
That's all because you don't want to give money to their political campaigns. They shut you out of everything else. The insurance and the legal representation and all that. That's sick.
And I think that teachers really are afraid, especially the younger teachers who are struggling, they're just getting started. The last thing they want is for a powerful figure who has authority over their future. And somehow the union makes it clear to all teachers that they do have some kind of power to do something to you in your professional life.
Judy, thank you. Justin, just one more quick question because I'm not sure it got answered. Is the teachers union required by law to make it clear to the teachers that they can opt out of the $60 surcharge?
Absolutely. There's the Supreme Court ruling called Hudson that deals with public sector employees that requires them to do exactly that. And if I could just toss another detail about what was...
Quickly, we got about 30 seconds.
Sure. I mean, this is a union that tried to shout down Judy and her fellow teachers when they're in Sacramento trying to announce the filing of this lawsuit. So, I mean, aside from, you know, threats of losing your insurance, being ostracized from your workplace, these are the sorts of tactics that union officials are employing to stifle dissent within their union.
All right, Justin, thank you very much. Justin.
Judy, thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about President Bush's visit to raise money tonight in Beverly Hills, but...